Continuing our series of exclusive broadcasts from the world-famous MGM Studios in Hollywood, it's my very great pleasure to introduce MGM's new romantic star, Fernando Lamas, who stars in the very spectacular musical comedy, The Merry Widow.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Fernando.
It's a pleasure to be with you here.
Yes, a very hearty welcome to the Australian microphone. Now, how did you come to visit Hollywood in the first place?
Well, Ray, at the end of 1949, I was in Buenos Aires making a film for an American company that went there to make this film in two versions, one in English with John Carroll and there were another one in Spanish with me. Now, John Carroll is married to Lucille Ryman, who happens to be the head of the talent department here at Metro. So she came very often to the stage, watched me working. I didn't know all this, of course, till finally one day she asked me if I would like to come to Hollywood under contract to Metro. So, of course, as you know, every actor in the world wants to take a crack at Hollywood, and I thought it was a great opportunity. So I said, yes, of course. And, well, that's how it happened.
A really lucky break.
That's it. Fate, I suppose.
And you were born in South America?
I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
And yes. You appeared in quite a number of South American films.
Yes, I made there about 22 films, and before that I was on the stage many years, as a matter of fact, since I was 18. Then I did a lot of radio work, and it took me quite a number of years to reach to let's call it the top, if you want.
Yeah, I know you had your own radio shows down there, and how did you feel when you saw your first film?
Well, I hated myself. I was never more embarrassed in my life. I thought everything I did was terrible, and I think it was, as a matter of fact. But that's what I think is wonderful about motion pictures. If you are an actor who has an objective point of view, you can improve yourself tremendously just watching yourself and watching the things you do that are not right. I think is the only medium, probably, that gives an actor this opportunity.
Matter of fact, I had the pleasure of seeing The Merry Widow last night at the press preview.
Oh, you did?
And I don't think there's any room for improvement there.
Did you like the picture?
Very much indeed. Uh-huh. You played Danilo, and my goodness, I'll always think of Danilo as you.
Well, it was a great deal of fun doing the picture, Ray. As you know, the story is a gay, bubbly story, and it was a happy crew, and the director is a very pleasant guy, Mr. Curtis Bernhardt. Lana Turner is a charming woman to work with. It was really a lot of fun, and I think it shows on the screen.
It certainly does. It's a splendid film. The Merry Widow was very popular back in Australia as a stage show, and I know this film's going to have a grand run down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you mentioned stage, radio, and films.
Yeah.
That brings this question. Which do you prefer?
Well, I think the three mediums are fascinating. As a matter of fact, I've been always amazed, but when people say, for example, well, he's a wonderful actor on the stage, and he's not good on the screen. I don't believe that. I believe that an actor is good or is bad. The rest is just a matter of adaptation to the different technique. Theater has a technique that is different because you have to project your voice. You have to be heard all over the theater. Radio, it concentrates mainly on the voice. And I think motion pictures is a combination of both. Now, my feeling about them is this. I get a warmer feeling out of working on the stage. I get this connection with the public. I get their reactions. I know if I'm doing the things right or if I'm doing the things wrong. You get that experience once in a while you are making a film, because, of course, you're working in front of a tremendous crew of workers, sometimes 50 or 60 or more, and they are public at that moment, so sometimes you do get a feeling that you're doing things right.
The personal contact.
That's it, especially because these men are hard-working men, all of them, and they've been in this business many, 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 many years, and I am sure they know more than we do, that we actors. They really know more about the technique and about the whole thing. And when you get a reaction from them, I think it's very thrilling,
yes.
You know. Now, I always thought that radio is the most dangerous medium because in motion pictures, you look at yourself and you say, well, I didn't do this quite right. I'm going to try it next time. On the stage, you get the feeling from the public. In radio, you just don't get any kind of reaction at all, and the only reaction you get is out of the letters that your public writes to you and tell you if they like you or not. But it's not a direct reaction that you get.
It's a very hard medium.
It is. I've done a lot of radio work in my life. Of course, I think it's a fascinating medium too, and it's very, very wonderful for an actor to do radio, because I think it teaches you tremendously the value of the word.
That's true.
The value of a tone, and you can use that in your future, either on the stage or on the motion picture films.
Good. Fernando, I believe you couldn't speak English 2 years ago.
No, Rea, I couldn't. As a matter of fact, I thought I could, you know, because, well, I went to high school and we learned English a little bit. But as you know very well, the English you learn with a teacher that comes to teach you once or twice a week is not enough. And you discover it's not enough when you go to the country in which they speak that language.
Like my French.
Well, I suppose that's the way it works with every foreign language you don't quite learn. So I came here and I found out that I couldn't speak English at all. I could speak, but nobody understood me.
You've done a terrific job then in 2 years.
Well, yes, Ray, I worked very hard, and I tell you why. I knew that the whole studio was behind me. I felt it because they told me. And I worked with this marvelous diction coach they have here, Miss Gertrude Fogler. I worked with her for 2 and 3 hours a day for 9 months before they put me in a picture. They thought it wouldn't be a good idea to put me in a picture if my English wasn't clear enough. And because, you know, that has been the cause of many failures among foreign stars that came to Hollywood. And, well, their English wasn't good enough, and they couldn't be understood. And that was the thing that more or less spoiled their chances. So I didn't want to take that chance. I worked really very hard with her and all by myself. I used a tape recorder all the time. I recorded letters, speeches. I read the paper aloud. I drove everybody crazy, I'm sure, around me.
It's amazing what you can do when you put your heart in it.
Well, when you have to do something. Yes. I knew the pictures were there waiting for me, and I had to do that, so I suppose I did it.
And talking of pictures, you've just finished making The Girl Who Had Everything with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes, just 2 days ago, as a matter of fact.
And what sort of part do you play in that, Fernando?
Well, it's a very interesting character. And I'm very happy that I play that part, because it's such a switch from The Merry Widow, in which I play a gay man, romantic, or whatever you want to call it.
Very romantic.
Thank you. So that's what I tried. I'm glad you seem to think that I accomplished what I tried. So this is a different thing. This is an underworld character. As a matter of fact, is the boss of the whole underworld. Is a man who came to this country very young, never had a good break, grew up in a tough neighborhood in New York, and because he had more brains than the other ones, a natural better taste for better things, he found himself being the head of the whole organization. But all the time he is trying to get out of this thing, especially when he falls in love with this girl, a girl that belongs to a very high society family. So he's trying very, very hard to get out, but it's the same old story. He's too involved in it, and he can't. But it's a fascinating character because of his different reactions throughout the picture. You never know what this man is going to do next. All of a sudden, he's a dreamer. He talks about his childhood, and he talks about the things he would have liked to have been. And all of a sudden, he gets very tough and very violent and becomes an animal. And in a word, is a very fascinating character because it changes all the time. And I think that is the main quality to make a character interesting, when the public doesn't know what is going to happen next.
It's a real challenge to the artist, too.
It is. It was a great deal of work doing it. I had a wonderful director in it, Mr. Richard Thorpe, a wonderful co-star. Elizabeth Taylor is really a pleasure to work with. That girl is cooperative and nice and has a wonderful sense of humor. We had a lot of laughs together. And then this master actor, William Powell, was in the picture too, and he's a great guy, great actor, and a great friend of mine. And well, the whole thing was it was a wonderful experience and a very thrilling one.
And a complete contrast to Prince Danilo and The Merry Widow.
Absolutely.
That brings a question up. When did you start your singing career?
Well, Just a few years ago, you know, many people around here think that I've been a singer all my life. I was not. I was mainly an actor, and all my life I thought that was the only thing I would be. Till a few years ago, I had some trouble with my throat, and somebody told me, well, why don't you go and find yourself a singing coach, and he'll probably help you to place your voice back, because I was just tired. I was working on a play very hard, working on radio at the same time. The voice was just tired. So I went to see this man, and I started vocalizing with him, you know, going through all that routine. And after a couple of months, I felt that my speaking voice was all right. So I said, well, this is it. Thank you. And he said, why don't we go on? You see, I think you have a singing voice that is coming out. So, well, I thought it was very interesting. I always felt that singing was a great deal of fun, if you can do it right. And so I went on with this man, and I studied with him, not very long, for about 6 months. Then I studied with somebody else here and there. But always acting was my main ambition and my goal. Now, this singing is a thing that I keep in my pocket, whatever I need it. If they want me to sing, I'll sing in the pictures. If they don't, as a matter of fact, I want them to give me all kinds of different roles. I would like to do next now, if I could have the chance, I would like to do an outdoor picture, for example.
Well, I think we'll have a chat about that outdoor picture, because we've got some wide open spaces down in Australia that I think that
Yes. You'd
be right at home in. But in regards to singing, after seeing you and hearing you in The Merry Widow,
yeah.
I'm glad that singing teacher kept at you, because
well,
it's a splendid voice.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you very much. I have a lot of fun saying the lyrics. You know, I don't care much about the sounds as much as I care about the lyrics. I think that even when you sing, lyrics should be the main thing.
Well, they tell the story, don't they?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Well, yesterday when I was speaking to Dori Sherry, who's in charge of production here at MGM, I found out that he was very interested in making a film in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And the type of story that was discussed seems to fit in with your personality. So you never know, you might be coming down to see us in Australia in
the
near
Ray,
future.
Well, Ray, I couldn't be more happy if I would eventually get that chance. I always wanted to visit your country, because they tell me it's very much like my country, Argentina. It's a large, tremendous country, a lot of land. We are a very large country too. We have a lot of cattle, as you know. I think we have a lot of things in common, and we are both far deep in the south. And I would love to go and see your country, really. And I hope I get the chance to do it doing that picture.
I certainly
I
hope so too, because you'd be very, very popular with audiences down there. And it'll be nice to see a Hollywood star in Australia when he's right at the top, sort of thing.
I would love to do that, and especially an outdoor picture. You know, in Argentina, riding and everything that is connected with the way of living in outdoors is practically second nature. I remember when I was a boy, I used to go to school sometimes on a horse, you see. And in my vacation, everything we did was ride and ride and ride all the time. So I'm very much at home in those kinds of pictures, and I would like to do one next.
Well, that's
very
the way much. They get around down there in Australia.
I'm
plenty
sure.
of horse riding.
I'm sure.
Well, Fernando Lemus, I hope to see you again and next time in Australia.
Well, that would be a pleasure, Ray, and I hope it will be very, very soon.
Well, thanks a lot for this grand interview, and I'd like to wish you, on behalf of Australians, continued success with your movie career.
Thank you very much. And I want to say goodbye to all your friends in Australia, and I hope I see you all very, very soon.
Thanks a lot.